I want to talk about a possible government shutdown. We did yesterday, and you know who was really good on this was Lana Zack, the Capitol Hill correspondent at ABC News, and she joins us again on WGN. Hi, Lana. Thanks for saying hi again. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. It's great to be with you. You know, I have to tell you, right now, it is unclear, even to those of us here at the Capitol, if there will be a deal or a government shutdown on Friday. We know that the Democratic leadership is opposing the idea of a continuing resolution. We've heard from a number of Republican senators who also say that they should be over the continuing resolutions, these piecemeal stopgap measures, and that government needs to, in fact, come to an agreement about what to do in terms of how we fund our government and what our priorities are.
Is that where the game's being played right now, though, on a 30-day extension?
It is. So there's a couple of different things that are in that. One, Republican leadership is really trying to push that forward. It might be able to pass in a continuing resolution, might be able to pass in the House, but when it comes over to the Senate, there are four independent and Republican senators who are not going to vote in favor of the bill, either because they oppose it or they're not going to be present, as is the case of John McCain. But that means that 13 Democrats are going to need to cross party lines for Republicans to be successful with that continuing resolution. And right now, it does not look like that is going to happen. So they're trying, I know, to get an actual agreement about Dreamers, child health insurance, so that they can actually pass a bill and come to a real agreement about things.
What's the president's position on the child health thing? That CHIP program has been confusing to not only me, but I think to him.
Yeah, you know, he had said initially that he opposed the short-term extension of the child health insurance program that would be part of the continuing resolution, and then Republican Senator John Cornyn clarified that it was actually not a short-term extension of CHIP. It would actually be a multi-year extension that would be included in the 30-year or in the 30-day spending stopgap measure. It's trying to make that clear, and then the White House also trying to clarify that the president is in fact now in favor of that. So you're not wrong to be a little bit confused about that. That was confusing to a lot of people today, even perhaps some residents of the White House.
And Lana, we talked about this yesterday, but one more time, what is it the Democrats are clinging to? I mean, you know, they could come along with some version of this. What has to be in there for Democrats?
Well, they say that they have been promised by Republicans that they would come up with a solution and a long-term fix for those so-called Dreamers and a path either to citizenship or some permanent status agreement for the kids or young adults who were brought to the United States as minors. So they did not make the decision to come here illegally. That decision was made for them by other adults, and they have been raised as American children by many accounts. And so they face a March deadline of deportation, potentially, after having registered with the government and making their status clear, which was part of the initiative of the Obama administration. And so there are a lot of people, Republicans and Democrats, who think that that is a false bill of sale that was given to these children, saying, you have to register, let us know who you are, and we will protect you. And then when President Trump came in, his argument was that President Obama did not have the ability to do so. It was not within his jurisdiction, and that was something that Congress should have done to give any sort of permanent status to these Dreamers.
If they came back to him with the bill that was essentially what happened last Tuesday, would the president sign that? He was dissuaded from doing that later in the week. I wonder where he is right now on that.
And I have to tell you, from speaking with some of the people, the Congress people who are actually trying to come up with this legislation, they are not entirely sure of what the president will sign on to and what he won't sign on to. The president has said he has to have a border wall, that has to be part of it. The definition of what that means is elusive right now, with some Republicans saying it doesn't have to be an actual physical border. But as we have heard before with President Trump, sometimes you may think that you've got it all figured out, but until he actually signs on to it publicly, you don't really know. So they are trying to come up with a solution that that not only works for Democrats and Republicans, but also will get the White House on board.
Is John Kelly in his doghouse right now?
Well, so the backstory on that is that John Kelly spoke reportedly with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and sort of made it sound like he was informing the president, who had not a very firm grasp on immigration policy. And we know from Steve Bannon and some other folks in the past that when that message gets out in the press, that the president doesn't tend to care for it. So we'll have to see on that one.
And there was the president then hours later saying, no, the wall is always the wall that I've described. I have not been misinformed about this all along.
Right.
Although Kelly was trying to soft pedal it that way. But you can imagine his boss doesn't take lightly or does not like that kind of language from his chief of staff.
Well, most bosses don't, to be fair. I don't think my boss would care for it if I went out and said that I was trying to teach my boss the ins and outs of what we're trying to do here. But it definitely seems like the president was trying to make it clear, as he has in the past when these sorts of things have come up, that he is the man in charge. So how that all goes into this delicate balance of trying to please President Trump and get him to sign on. Well, we heard the frustration with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday saying that they'd be happy to sign a bill or pass a bill, but they need to have one that the president signs, and right now they don't know what that would be.
Will they do that at 7 o'clock tonight?
I'm hoping that an agreement will happen earlier rather than later. You know, I'm here as long as they continue debating, and the deadline is tomorrow at midnight, so we'll have to see what happens with that.
Lana Zack is a reporter from Capitol Hill for ABC News. Thanks again, Lana. Terrific. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.